In the beginning, God created the Shemayim and the earth. He stretched the heavens like a curtain, like a tent above his work. The sky, the height, the throne of judgment, the realm from which he rules. Never name the final dwelling of the righteous when they die. He looks down from the Shemayim, his eyes behold the land. He speaks from heaven, sends the rain, and governs by his hand. The heavens show his handiwork, the earth receives his word. The movement in the scriptures is from heaven toward the earth. God brought Abram out beneath the stars. Look now toward the heaven. Number them if you are able. So shall your seed be given. The stars were not their destination. They numbered promised seed. A multitude upon the land through whom the nations would be blessed. Isaac blessed Jacob with the dew of heaven and the fatness of earth. The blessing joined the sky above to covenant fruit below. But Esau stood outside that blessing, separated from its rain. For Shemayim is the covenant height from which God blesses or restrains. Shemayim high above, the covenant works down. The voice, the rain, the bread, the fire all fall upon the ground. The heavens are the Lord's, the earth he gave to men. He rules above, his word comes down, and earth must answer him. Moses stretched his rod toward heaven, the hail struck Egypt's ground. At Sinai, God spoke out of heaven, and Israel heard the sound. The manna did not rise from earth, the bread of heaven came down. The fire fell upon the altar when his servant called his name. Then Solomon stood before the altar, hands lifted toward the sky. Hear from heaven, forgive our sin, restore the land gone dry. Here above, forgive below, send rain and heal the ground. 13 times the prayer establishes the way his rule comes down. I'll make your heaven iron, he warned, and make the earth as brass. The rain withheld was covenant judgment when his people turned aside. But I will open my good treasure, the heaven, and give you rain. When Israel heard his voice and walked within his covenant again. Then Moses spoke the sentence that should end the upward lie. The word is not in heaven that you should ask who will ascend. The word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart. No man must climb into the heavens to receive what God brought down. Shemayim high above, the covenant works down. The voice, the rain, the bread, the fire all fall upon the ground. The word is not in heaven, it's in your heart and mouth. Heaven gives the governing word, and men must speak it out. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into the Shemayim, and years afterward a letter came from Elijah to the king. Whatever height received the prophet, the record will not let men claim that the whirlwind proves the righteous dead make heaven their final home. David said his witness was in heaven, the court above the throne. Yet Acts declares that David never entered heaven's throne. Deborah sang, the stars of heaven fought Sisera in their courses. The governing height opposed a king and broke his earthly forces. Job said, my witness is in heaven, his record held on high. Not that Job expected death to make the Shemayim his home. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. David sang before the Lord. He spoke of God's unbounded presence, not the dead man's last reward. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, the psalmist plainly said. But the earth he has given to the children of man. Then Isaiah spoke the purpose, chapter 51, 16. I put my words within your mouth and covered you beneath my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the earth's foundations and say to Zion, you are my people. There the meaning stands, the heavens can be planted, the earth's foundations can be laid, a governing order can be formed. Through the word his people say, not a flight beyond creation, not surrendering the ground. The word is in the covenant mouth, and the king's rule travels down. Shemayim high above, the covenant works down. The voice, the rain, the breath, the king come heavenward to ground. The heavens are the Lord's, the earth he gave to men. The word is in your mouth, plant